GM Randy Hansch joins us again. Randy, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, at the start of this season, Randy, of course, you were with the organization before you took over for Bob Green. So you've seen your team in the same, you know, just in a different role, kind of dominate early in the playoffs. And it's always hard to compare, but this year's group, what do you like or what do you think is different compared to the two previous years as far as how this team's built?
Well, I think the one thing that we have to do is you know, perform and win by committee and as a group. And not like we didn't have to in the past, but maybe there was just that one special play that could be done in the past that maybe got us through or changed things. But for us right now, it's, everyone's got to be, you know, buying in and playing as a group. And that's how we've been throughout the year. If, you know, we've had success, it's just that playing as a solid team effort and everyone being together.
Randy, there's, you know, your team will lose a fair amount of guys again. Are you confident that you've got enough youth next year to not avoid any sort of big, lengthy rebuild?
Well, you know what, we're really happy with some of the kids' development this year that came in, or not just that, but the kids that are, you know, second-year players or third-year players. They've really taken some strides, and that's been, you know, the key to us moving forward. You know, in saying that each there's cycles in junior hockey, and you're going to face them. That's just the reality of it. And you know, we lost, you know, some key guys this past year, but we're fortunate to get, you know, some solid individuals back. You know, getting Griffin back and Curtis back certainly really helped our lineup. You know, with the experience and the minutes they play, and then just the development of Tristan Jarry and, you know, Henrik Thomasson, Mitch Moraz. Those guys have really, you know, taking it to another step that have helped us kind of move forward. You know, in saying that, though, we're going to lose some, you know, some numbers next year, and there'll be, you know, another changeover, and there'll be some challenges. But in saying that, yeah, it's also opportunity for others, and you hope to see them, you know, take the bulls by the horn and take advantage of it.
Mitch Moraz has had a real breakout season in the regular season, now continued on in the playoffs. Randy, what have you – is it just opportunity, or what have you seen different in his game this year?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. One, you touched on opportunity, and I think it's consistent opportunity for where he had an idea where he'd be playing, you know, throughout the season in the lineup, you know, game in, game out, so allowed him to prepare for that role. Just maturity on his part and confidence in the end. And, you know, we knew Mitch had a lot to offer and, you know, expect big things, and he was challenged, and he certainly responded to the challenges and has had a bit of, you know, very solid year. He's been a big part of our club.
Randy Hansch, GM of the Oil Kings, joins us. Randy, looking at your defense core, Griffin Reinhart, of course, came back from Long Island. I think it's fair to say that, you know, he's not going to be here next season for you. You know, big minute-eater guy, Cody Corbett. Are you confident that a guy like Aaron Irvin or Dyson Mayo are ready to be, you know, a top-pairing defender next season for you?
Yeah, you know, and they're going to get every opportunity. And in saying that, you know, throughout the year, different times this season, they've each played in, you know, the top 4 minutes. So just the experiences they're going through right now is just going to create more opportunity for them and give them more confidence. So, you know, they're going to have to take the step again, you know, a bigger step next year, you know, along with Benny Carroll, Ashton Sautner, Blake Orban, and Jesse Mills. And just the experience these guys are getting now and the situations they're playing in, you know, certainly helps them, you know, take that next step.
The Brandon Wheat Kings, Randy, as an opposing GM, I'm sure you look at that team and think, okay, you know what, they're really going to give us a run for our money down the road. It's, you know, they made a very astute trade. They're a team now that's in the playoffs in the second round, and they got the first round pick, which will give them, you know, likely a really good player in 2 to 3 years. When you look at the long term in Western Hockey League, it's a lot different in the NHL because you can draft guys and think, man, this guy might be a cornerstone for our franchise for 10 years. You're drafting guys who might play you if they're a cornerstone guy for 3 seasons. Do you have, is it a 3-year plan you go by? Is it a 5-year plan? How is it different in Western Hockey League compared to the NHL for you?
Well, you know, I think to touch on that to start off with, that we feel Brandon's, you know, a very good club right now. Like, even last night, it was 1-1 in the second, and no different than Prince Albert. You know, Prince Albert was an 8th seed and Brandon's a 7th seed, but we feel they're better teams than that, and they certainly presented some challenges for us, and, you know, we're still in a tough series with Brandon. And even at some point this year, each of those teams led the Eastern Division over on this side. So They presented some challenges, like as Prince Albert did, and Brandon is for us right now. With the teams itself in the draft, you project, you know, where you're going to have players to go to 3-4, you know, 4 years, and you're fortunate 5 years in your cycle. But the big thing there is projection. And in the end, you try to project what they're going to be for you when they're 18, 19, and if they're 20s, you know, when they're, you feel their game's going to mature and they're going to really contribute to your organization.
Talk about the development of a player like Aaron Irving and your philosophy on 16-year-olds coming into the Western Hockey League.
Well, the thing with Aaron is that, credit to him, that he was close last year, and just the depth of our roster on defense probably would have presented some challenges getting him enough minutes and enough game time in reality in the end. And that's something we discussed as a group, and we were fortunate. We were in a situation where we had a chance to go to a good program there in Bonneville with Rick Swan, and fortunately he got in there, got a chance to play, and I think it was a good step for just both on and off the ice. And then he came to camp prepared. He already had a year of junior under his belt, but in saying that, he had some key minutes, and allowed the transition much easier for him this year.
Looking ahead to the Western Conference, how much scouting does your organization do? Do you only scout like Kootenay and Medicine Hat right now, or do you still have some guys watching what's going on in the Western Conference?
Well, yeah, I think right now, like, what we're doing is we still continue to scout Brandon and, you know, go over game tapes with Brandon, you know, what we're dealing with right now, and try to get any little extra edge you can. And then you also watch the Kootenay Medicine Hat series, and you watch, you know, we're hockey fans too. So we're watching everything to be up front. But our main interest right now is Brandon, trying to break down everything we can with them. But and then, like I said, just seeing the development players and how teams are playing throughout the playoffs, you're watching all the series for sure.
When you're doing advanced scouting, Randy, does it go – like, how in-depth is it, and what certain things are you looking for when you're scouting the other teams?
Well, we're fortunate that, you know, we leave a lot of that up to the coaches, and they do a very good job. But, you know, they're going to break down systems and special teams, you know, penalty kill, power play, certain little things on breakouts and how they defend, and tendencies in certain players and certain teams' key players. And, you know, any little extra edge you can get, you know, is obviously going to benefit you down the road. And like I said, we're fortunate our coaches go through that thoroughly, and like I said, it's a big plus in, you know, preparation for our guys, you know, getting them ready to play.
Well, Randy, continued success, looking for the second consecutive sweep. Likely, if it doesn't happen tonight, the series will be over at home, and then you move on to the third round. Best of luck.
Well, thanks, Jason. Take care.